Thought it might be pertinent to catch up and talk about things to do with fire, because even though we had a warm weekend, but you know, you look today and there's a little bit of rain around and that sort of stuff, there are still fire restrictions in place. So we thought we'd catch up with Michael Hembro, the CFA commander in the Central Goldfields catchment. Michael, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Mark, and thank you.
So first of all, let's look over the summer. I guess by CFA standards, it's been a pretty successful summer in terms of not too much pain in the way of fires.
Yeah, it's been what we'd classify as a quiet season for us this year, which has probably been thankful, because everyone, like with COVID effect and everything else, has done us a bit of a favour in a way, but not the favour we really want. So yeah, it's been a quiet season for us.
But I guess particularly, you know, with Easter not too far away, and we still, you know, have been and will be getting some warm days, and even the natural fire strikes, like there was a fair bit of lightning around in some parts last night that I saw, we've still got to be, you know, on our mettle a bit, don't we?
Yep, yep. So lightning's been one of the biggest causes of some of our grass fires this year. But yes, things are still quite dry out there. Even though things are starting to green up, it doesn't mean that we're out of the danger period. In fact, our fire danger periods still remain in place in some of our municipalities throughout Victoria. So the residents and landowners need to still be wary and aware of what they can and can't do.
Yeah, so I was curious, a question without notice, but how are the fire periods determined? Is that done by sort of LGAs? Because it just seems strange sometimes that you can have, you know, two shires right next to each other, but they have different dates.
Yeah, certainly, Mark, they are. Each municipality is taken on consultation, so through our brigades and through our groups of brigades, through the municipalities themselves, so through the municipal fire prevention officers, and also through the land managers, through DELP and Parks Vic. We certainly consult, and we consult also with our partners in VicPol. And we go through each municipality each time and assess by the information we receive from the ground, from our local people. And then we determine when it's right to put them on, which, you know, we don't always... I'll say, you know, we don't always get it right, and we sometimes get criticised we did it too late, or we did it too early, or that we take them off too late, or we take them off too early. So it's not an exact science. It really is dependent on conditions on the ground and weather.
So,
yeah, so go on.
No, I was just going to say that, and I guess the thing is now it's up to people to check, because, you know, you get one or two cool days or a bit of rain or whatever, and, you know, some people go, oh, well, it's all right now, I can actually, you know, burn off or whatever. But it's beholden on them to check to make sure that where they are, it's okay to burn off and doing the right thing.
That's right. So they can visit the CFA website. So www.cfa.vic.gov.au. They can have a look about is it their area affected by the restrictions. They can also check about whether it's right to have a campfire or a barbecue, you know, whether it's a total fire ban or not, and what they can and can't do. The fire danger period just means that they can't light a fire out in the open area and that it's unsafe to do so. Certain conditions obviously apply, and people can apply for a permit if they need one.
Yeah. The other, I was actually in Melbourne for part of the weekend, and I see they had a planned burn. I'm not sure where it was, but the whole city was in a real haze yesterday, and you could smell the smoke. It was amazing.
Look, again, to parks, if it was a park, or DELP or FFM Vic burn. I'm not aware of that one, sorry, but could have been. And yeah, look, they take their opportunities when they arise. But it was a fairly non-windy day, and they're the good days, and they don't always come about, and the conditions must have been right, because they've got to meet a preconceived set of standard conditions to be able to burn.
Yes.
So, and if they don't, they're not allowed, you know, because locally our assistant chief fire officer He would then sign off on that burn as to whether he believes that at the time that the conditions are going to be right or not, but that still needs to be checked then in the morning before that burn takes effect. So there's a lot of ticking the boxes, if you like, to call it so that people understand that before we actually burn.
Yeah.
And sometimes people criticise us because we're not burning enough, you know, to make them feel safe or to make it safer when it is drier and hotter and windier in the summer. It does take quite a bit, but it's not always that we get the conditions that suit us to be able to do so.
Exactly. So, Michael, if people want to find out just all the general info, I guess the CFA website is the place to visit first up.
Yep. So, as I plugged it before, the www.cfa.vic.gov.au. And if anyone believes that they need a permit to burn, whether that be because they've got catering that they're doing during the fire danger period or that there may be a total fire ban coming up if this time of year required it, or that they need one in general, that they can go to www.firepermits.vic.gov.au, because that process changed late last year, where we now do it online rather than a paper submission or a contact into each of the districts around Victoria.
Okay. Terrific stuff. Michael, really appreciate your time this morning. Thanks very much for joining us.
That's all right, Mark. Thank you. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Michael Hembrow from the CFA, Commander in the Central Goldfields Catchment.